We're recording. So welcome back. We are doing something a little bit new, recording our first video. So those of you that have not listened to the podcast before, I'm Jenna. This is my husband, TJ.
Hello.
So we're back and we're just going to give you a quick little update on where we've been and what we've been doing since we haven't been recording. Our last episode was in June. So since then, first, we took our very first vacation ever, out of the States. It was June, yes.
Got to use a brand new passport.
Yeah, I got to use my passport for the first time. Of course, he's traveled internationally for work before, but, you know, that's not the same as...
I lived overseas, too, when I was a kid.
Yeah, that's true. But it's not the same as, like, going with the intention of not working. That was our intention. So we went to the DR. We had a great time. Best vacation ever. I loved it.
The weather was perfect. It wasn't super hot. It wasn't super busy there. I mean, yep. I liked it.
We've taken trips like... We took a long weekend and went to Savannah, and you know, we've done little things like that, Oregon coast. Yeah, but to actually like go overseas is a whole new experience for me. And also, like, we had an amazing beach, the weather was perfect.
The hotel was great, the people were great.
Yep, it was so fun. And then what, we came back and we had like a day or two days, and then we left and took all the kids camping, which we've never done before and will not do regularly.
We have to take two cars.
Yeah, so we have to take two cars, not only for like all of our stuff, but just for seats and seat belts purposes. But it was really fun because we've never gone camping with Izzy, Abe, and Zoe before. We'd only ever gone just with my boys. And so to go with them was kind of a treat. I think they were bored, but like Ryan's like gathering these sticks and leaves and bushes, and he's like making dirt pile colonies. He's like, come on, guys. And
well, we taught them how to split wood. All of them got a chance to learn how to split wood with them all.
Yep.
And then immediately had to get two new mall handles.
Yeah, they went to town. And then we went on a hike. We spent a day at the lake.
That's kind of neat because there's an actual beach there and they got to like play in the sand on the beach.
Mm-hmm. And go swimming and like get out there a little ways.
It was hot too, so that was nice.
Yeah, nice and refreshing.
I didn't have to sit around the campfire in the dirt the whole time.
Yeah.
It's the only bath I got all weekend.
Yeah. I think it went pretty smoothly because I planned really well. So like before we left on our trip, I made sure the house was like spotless. So then we got home and all I had to do was the laundry and then groceries. And I think
just pack up
that was it. Yeah, load everything. But of course, then we have like an army of kids like loading the car and the truck. Like, let's go.
Actually helped out too.
Yeah. Grab a pillow.
Your own stuff up.
Yeah, and then after that, school started, which is always, you know, a big thing around here this year.
Zoe started soccer too.
Yeah, this year, starting school, Cammy actually let us for the first time ever have them for the first day of school. Not entirely sure why, don't really care.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so we got their school supplies and everything that they needed. And I don't know, got them all set up. The babies are in middle school now.
Junior high.
Yeah, so they all start and end like within 5 minutes of each other. And yeah.
All the schools are pretty close, so that was already a bonus, but now we're down to two schools instead of three, which is really neat.
Mm-hmm. And we don't have that delay, because like last school year, Zoe would come here in the mornings, and Izzy would...
Hour and a half.
Yeah, Izzy would drop her off. She'd be here for like an hour and a half, and then I'd take her and Ryan to school. And then Izzy and Gabe would come here after school and they'd hang out here for an hour or so. And then I'd go and get Zoe, bring her back, and then they would leave and go to their mom's.
Which still worked out fine, but now it's all on the same schedule. So.
Yeah. So it makes it really nice, but the middle school that Ryan and Zoe go to, they have half days on Wednesdays, so they're out at like 12:15. And all of last year, I would pick up Gabe, and then I would pick up Ryan and Zoe, and we'd just hang out here till Izzy got out of school, and then she'd come and get them, and the three would go to Cammie's. So this year, you know, I assumed we'd be doing the same thing, because Zoe can't drive, and Cammie has made it a point every week, no matter how inconvenient it is for her, she's made it a point for me to not pick up Zoe. And I even asked Zoe, like, because I think it was after like the first month or so, I was like, do you not like coming here on Wednesdays? And she's like, no, I like it. And I'm like, okay, well, I was just, you know, thought it was strange that I hadn't gotten a Wednesday with you yet.
And she severely goes out of her way, either her or her family member that she makes pick her up. It's the most inconvenient thing ever, because a lot of Wednesdays it's her mom that picks her up, the grandma.
That lives 20 miles that way.
She's 45 minutes to the west of us.
Yeah. And then, so I think what they've been doing most of the time is Cammie's mom will pick Zoe up, take her to her house, and then after school, Izzy and Gabe have to go all the way out there, pick her up, and then they go all the way back to their mom's.
That's an hour drive.
Yeah.
Just from grandma's to mom's house.
Oh yeah, at least an hour. It's ridiculous. So yeah, I think that's about it, like school-wise, a good little crossover. But you know, when you have that many kids in school, like making sure they do their homework and you sign all their papers.
Sitting with us on Fridays.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know, Fridays are when their grades are released. So we get an email with everyone's grades and missing assignments. And so then we're the ones following up for the weekend.
Making them do their homework.
Yep. So yeah, mean.
Done all week.
Yeah. Other things that have happened, within the last couple of months, Matthew kind of came around, like we say, like came online, because so I buy the groceries for his dad's house because his dad will only buy ramen and hot dogs. And I'm not exaggerating, that is exactly what I've been told. So we feel that it's in our best interest to just take care of it, don't worry about it, you know, whatever. We pay for everything else, so what's a few groceries?
Why not support two households?
Yeah.
Somebody can't adult.
Yeah, and so I was taking Matthew to the store to buy groceries, and I said, you know, because it had been a recurring thing, and it's like...
It started out as a, hey, would you mind this? And then, like, every week from there on out, like, how's going on here?
Yeah.
Is there any food at this house?
Yeah, it was a lot. So I think we had like a $200 or $300 trip, and I was like, all right, listen, like, you know, does your dad know that I'm doing this? Like, what does he think? And Matthew said,
he knows, and he's salty.
He's salty. And I go, you're shaking the camera. I go, well, what do you mean salty? I was kind of playing dumb because I wanted to like hear it from his mouth. And he whispered, because Ryan was in the back seat, but he whispered and he's like, douchey. And I was like, okay, awesome. So like, why is he being that way if I'm taking care of something that he won't? And it's like feeding our kids.
Well, he should feel like less of an adult or less of a man.
Yeah, he should. But so anyways, I was like, huh, all right. So I told Matthew, I was like, you know, let's go to lunch tomorrow or Friday, whatever day it was.
And, yeah, it was Sunday that week.
Yeah, and so I took him to lunch, and he just unloaded on me. And it was, like, such a shock to me because for the last decade, he's team dad, and dad's the greatest man alive. And
Don't talk about my dad.
Yeah, he's perfect. He can do no wrong. He's just so great. And then to hear, and he wasn't like talking shit. He was just telling the truth.
Just be honest.
Yeah. And it was, I was just like almost taken back with the things he said, like the things that he's recognized. One of them being, he's like, you and TJ pay for everything. And I'm like, everything?
What?
Because I wanted him to like list it, right? So I go, yeah, I go, everything? And he's like, yeah, you guys pay for my phone. I'm on your insurance. You know, you buy my groceries, you buy my clothes.
Medical, dental.
Yeah, medical, dental. He listed all of that. And I'm like, yeah, that's
been
true.
That way for years.
Yeah. And I don't know. He just said, you know, that like he doesn't agree with some of his dad's life choices, which is great because I don't want him to agree with those things. He kind of implied that like he doesn't really respect him much.
I think it was less implied and flat out stated it.
Yeah, and it's not that I don't want him to respect his dad, but I'm glad that he sees like the man that he is, because he said like, you know, he's been you know, like talking about moving for like 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
We're still in this shithole. And like, he's been talking about getting a new job. He still has the same job. He's not even looking for a new job. And so he's like recognizing that.
Dude's full of shit.
Yeah, he's just all talk and no.
No action.
No action, yeah. So that was kind of nice to just like be acknowledged and.
Yeah, if only one time by one kid.
Yeah, yeah. And then, what, October, November, Izzy and Matthew both turn 17, so that's, like, crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
1 year until they're legal adults.
Mm-hmm, yep. Gabe started driver's ed this month, which is, like...
That's probably one of the most mind-blowing things that's happened in the past 5 months.
Oh, yeah. Because he's, like, he just seems so little, and I don't want to call him, like... immature, but he's like,
he's not in a hurry to be a grown up.
Yeah, and he's not like, you know, like Zoe 12 going on 17.
Oh.
And he's just, you know, like 14 and, you know, whatever, and he's gonna drive.
Well, like he still likes Legos.
Yeah, Legos and books and.
But now he listens to like podcasts and shit. So.
Yeah, like Are You a Genius podcast or something like
or
that.
Am I the jerk?
That's funny. So yeah, that's interesting. He'll finish driver's ed the end of this month, and then he'll have 6 months of driving with a parent.
Yeah, he's gonna log a bunch of hours and all that madness.
Yeah, that's gonna be freaky.
He's also probably the most. Reliable kid when it comes to not having to tell him to do something. I'm thinking just as an example, the dishwasher.
He's good with that.
Or taking out trash or something like that.
Yeah.
He just does it because he knows it has to be done. He's the only kid that does that, which is weird.
Yeah, he also has the least amount of attitude out of all of them. Yeah. Yep. Definitely. Okay, a big one. So we're going to do an entire episode on Zoe's soccer because it's way too much to
it's
talk about.
It's all we've been doing for like 2-3 months now.
Yeah.
Soccer.
Yeah, 4. July. August, September, October, November. Yeah, 4 months.
Like the past month has been the busiest part.
Yeah, it's just a lot. So we decided we're going to do a whole episode on that because... there's a lot that comes with it, being a step parent and, you know, the split time and the different expectations. It's a traveling team, so that brings in a whole other aspect.
Out-of-state tournaments.
Yep, and it's competitive, so they have, you know, a lot of practices each week.
Four days during the week.
Yeah, and so, you know, that... brings more time with Cammie. that I get. So we're going to do a whole episode on that for you. So in a couple weeks. Now we're coming into the holidays. We've got our tree up. I've got all our decorations, our Christmas tablecloth.
Best time of the year.
So
wearing my Christmas shirt.
Yeah, I think that's about it. Yeah, we both wear flannels. So that's cool. Aren't we cute? yeah, so the holidays, next week we'll have a quick holiday episode, and just how we do it and how complex it can be when you're in a blended family.
Well, as they get older, the shit with them changes too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just kids in general, that's obvious, but they don't like the same stuff they liked last year, so you can't bet on that. They have no interest. Mm-hmm. For Christmas, that's a pain. Or, we flip-flop the holidays every other year, so this year we don't have them on Christmas, so we're not Santa this year, but still got to get them something.
Yeah.
And now whatever they're getting from the other house, you have to, like, figure that out so you don't get that.
I think I do pretty good, but it also helps that, like, our stuff stays here, and yeah. The other house's stuff stays there. Like, the only thing that goes back and forth is backpacks.
Pretty much. Or socks, whatever, sometimes.
Yeah, maybe. If we have to. But, like, they don't take pillows and blankets from here. They don't take toys from here. They don't take markers from here. Like, it stays here. Because if they take it there, we'll never see it again. And then they don't have that here, even though I bought it. Hmm. Or we bought it.
Somehow that house is the only known black hole in the universe on Earth. So we should look into that.
Mm-hmm.
Scientific anomaly.
Yeah. But I think that's really it for our welcome back, unless I'm forgetting something.
It was a pretty uneventful summer, really. We had the DR, and then that was pretty much it. The summer itself, when the kids were off out of school, just playing outside and being boring kids.
But it's busier in the summer because we still keep the same schedule with Ryan. We have him 6 days a week. And then we have Izzy, Gabe, and Zoe 5 days a week. So we get, 3 kid-free days the entire month. So,
And that's if we don't switch a weekend.
Yeah. But I mean, we have kids every day. And that's another reason, like, the podcasting kind of changes for us. This house is, like, big, wide open, and we can't
do it on the couch because they'll hear us.
Yeah, we try not to record when they're here because we don't want them to hear anything.
Well, we get interrupted a lot too.
Yeah, that's also true. But yeah, so we're back. We're gonna make this a weekly thing. We're gonna try and do the video part. Hopefully that works out. If not, then sorry.
I think it's no less hard than just doing the audio part. I mean, either way, using your phone or your Mac, you know?
Yeah.
I think going forward, though, if we want to continue the video part, we need to get a dedicated camera.
Oh, Jenna's going shopping.
So, I watch a lot of YouTubers, mostly car stuff, mechanic stuff, but they all started with, like, their iPhone. And a couple years after I started watching, they started getting bigger, and they got cameras with better mics and whatnot to filter out background noise.
Like GoPros.
Yep.
Like my dryer right now.
but it would also, you know, it just frees up your phone and everything else. Yeah. So you can just record and you can edit easier, I think, with your editing software.
Yeah, so we'll see. But we want to make this more of a regular thing for you guys. I just kind of like lost it for a little bit, needed to take a break and I don't know, reset or just like have some time with not all the pressure.
Yeah.
It also helps that like I recently stopped my skincare business. So it's like one less thing to do because I work full time. We have 5 kids.
Soccer was a big one.
Soccer is a big one. I have my podcast and trade up stuff, and then I had my skincare business. And so, like, that's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Not complaining, but it's just a lot.
Well, like we said earlier, the kids are they're older and bigger, and they're doing more stuff now. So we have to pay more attention. I know that's really vague, but...
And, like, driving them
places. We're on our third kid getting ready to start driving or having a car, so...
Fourth.
Well, he doesn't count. He's an adult. He's in his 20s.
Counts.
But it's just a lot of busyness.
Yeah. So anyways, episodes will be a little bit shorter because, again, I don't want the pressure to fill an hour and think of all that content, so... We're gonna try and keep them a little shorter.
It's a lot of video too.
Yeah, and I don't know. That's it.
I've been bugging her all summer to podcast, and she's like, "No, I don't know.
Maybe, I have to
maybe next week."
I have to be in the mood and like plan it out in my brain. I can't just on the fly like boom, let's podcast like. Because naturally it just happens at night and it's when like, that's my relaxed time. That's when I want to not be like dinner's done, dishes are done, kids are showered, homework's done, and we're just relaxing.
Well, a lot of the stuff that we have done in the past, it was on the fly and we were like, oh, record this.
Yeah.
Because we'll get to talking about something and it makes most sense to do it for the podcast portion of it because it's always something about a kid.
Yeah.
Or like... the other parents and
another thing so with the other parents so we don't I don't think that we talk shit about the other parents. What we talk about is the truth, but it's still like I want to protect the kids from the truth and I don't want them to think that I'm talking badly or hear it in the tone that it's not meant.
We try to prevent the misconception that we are intentionally bad-mouthing them.
Right.
We can say, you know, something they did was stupid because it is stupid. Like, oh, my mom drove her car into a tree because she was texting and driving. Well, that's stupid. Like, everybody knows it's stupid. You're not talking shit.
Right.
But the whole... anybody but you on Wednesdays to pick up Zoe, that's pretty damn dumb.
Yeah, it is dumb.
Huge waste of time.
Yep. Anyways, so we're glad to be back. We'll see you next week.
We're probably going to make out.